on the second out. So just like that, back-to-back outs. And Alex Harrell, man oh man, 2 for 2, 2 RBI day with a run as well. RBI, triple, RBI, single. Set in and fire from Haberstock. There has been no answer for Alex Harrell. Two gone. Haberstock down in the count, 1-0. A swing and a miss, 1-1. One ball, one strike here, bottom of the fourth. The 1-1. And a bouncer pulled away near the dugout. A 1-2. So Wisconsin Rapids hoping for a 1-2-3 inning. Haberstock kicks, turns, the 1-2 home, and down low at a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Haberstock already up to 66 pitches. A 2-2 home, and a swing and a liner into the glove. Johnson gets it on a short hop and throws it on to first. Boy, he has just been all over the place there at the sixth position. We head to the top of the fifth inning. Madison in front, 4-1.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
They are our cuddlers and coworkers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Four innings down, five more to go here on this beautiful Thursday night at the state capitol in Madison, Wisconsin, as Wisconsin Rapids down 4-1 here in this game. But they've had two hits, and this guy has really helped them. James Bornick up to bat. He's the only one responsible. Had a solo home run into right field. So also had a two-run shot yesterday. Bornick, two home runs in this series. Simmons goes to work now. Throws at a first pitch strike. Just works in on the zone, 0-1. So Will Simmons, 47 pitches, given up two hits, a run. Hasn't walked a batter. Has had two strikeouts. He'll kick, turn the 0-1 home. And just inside at a ball. And a breaking ball at 1-1. James Bornick leading off here in the fifth. Bornick, Carlson, and Moroic are all scheduled to bat. And the 1-1 this time at a changeup. Just up above the zone, 2-1. So Bornick, a rising junior out of Marion. He batted a 293 for them this season. 150 at-bats, 44 hits. And the 2-1 high, the zone at a ball, 3-1. Will Simmons, and the question is, when is he going to slow down? He's up to 50 pitches. The guy making his 14th appearance for Madison this season. A 3-1 to Bornick. Down low for ball four. Bornick leads off with a walk. And a good start for Wisconsin Rapids. Kyle Carlson struck out swinging. He's 0-1. On deck is Moroic. Carlson yesterday had an RBI. He went 2-for-4. He struck out swinging his first time up. Simmons goes to work this time on Carlson and throws up above the zone at a ball. 1-0. It's a 1-0 count. Bornick stands at first. On deck is Moroic. Bornick, the big leadoff. Simmons sets serves to Carlson and works in a strike. 1-1. So Carlson out of Piedmont College, where he batted a 311 for them this past season. A career 302 batter at Piedmont. Native of Marietta, Georgia, in the 1-1 home. And right down the pipe at a strike, 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Carlson, a 226 batter with 13 RBIs for the Rafters this season. Bornick at first. And a swing and a ground ball over towards the third baseman, Sudica. Throws it to second to Hamilton. The throwback to first. And there's a double play. This time it's a 5-4-3 double play. And Madison, just like that, 2 outs. So that's what really favors Will Simmons. Definitely a pitch-to-contact type of guy where he gives up, you know, where he gives up where batters are making contacts with the pitch, but the sense of he relies on his defense, and they certainly have done well for him as Joseph Moroic throws in. Man, oh, man, that ball bounced right into the umpire, and he's down here for a sec. He looks to be okay. Was hit down in the groin area. 2 down, 1-0 is the count. So Joseph Moroic flew out to left, his first time up at the plate. 2 gone. Simmons kicks the 1-0 to Moroic and a swing and a miss. One and one. 1 ball, 1 strike. And the 1-1 inside of the zone. A 1-2. And there's a reason why Madison, they're fifth in the league in fielding percentage with a .970, because they have guys that make heads-up plays and they know what they're doing. At the 1-2 and a swing and a miss outside. Moroic goes down. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Madison in front 4-1. We'll step aside.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in the action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need for the most effective solutions relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact WROInstitute.com or call 424-1881.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth inning. Madison 4, Wisconsin Rapids 1. Joey Fearon with you here on this beautiful Thursday night at the Duck Pond. A full house here at Warner Park. It's Wisconsin Badger night, so They're encouraged to wear red is a college season right down the corner as a swing and a jam shot into center field. Slicing there and a leadoff single from Keenan Taylor. And back-to-back hits for him. A college season right around the corner, so. But nothing better to end your summer with baseball. And certainly we have a great game here. 7-2 in favor of the Mallards. Kenyon Brown with a base hit his last time up. A leadoff single from Taylor, who had a three-run shot yesterday. Kenyon Brown, the catcher, as he slices one left field side and goes out of play. Out of North Carolina A&T. 277 batter, 23 RBIs. He was hit by a pitch and had a base hit, so he's reached base every time today. At first is Taylor. Haberstock sets throws, and that time at a ball, 1-1. Looks like down there Nick Paulson starting to stretch out of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, so be interested to see when he comes in. Count runs at one apiece. The 1-1 from Haberstock, just up high of the zone at a ball, 2-1. Taylor at first, two balls a strike. Madison has been held scoreless for the past two innings. They got three runs in the first, a run in the second. Haberstock sets serves outside at a ball, 3-1. So three balls, one strike. Florida Gulf Coast product. He'll set the 3-1 as fouled away near the dugout. And now the count runs full. Kenyon Brown came across that ball. Fifth batter in the order. So replacing David Melfi, who was in the lineup yesterday, who went 2-for-4. He had a good day. The payoff now as a swing and a high fly ball lifting into left field. Lordoy at the warning track and makes the catch. What a catch there from Lordoy, who had to race over. Orlando Lordoy showing off his speed. Those game-saving plays. And Lordoy, wow. So Cal Fisher now will step in here. One out, Taylor remains at first. What a play from a Panama City native as fouled off Jensen's helmet. That one won. Because if that ball, Lordoy doesn't catch that ball, surely another run scores. One gone, no balls, a strike. The 0-1 from Haberstock down low and sweeps at the dirt at a ball. 1-1. So one out, Taylor's at first. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 this time. And a swing and a ground ball that goes through second and third. And a base hit for Cal Fisher. Mallard's up to 8 hits. A team that out-hit Wisconsin Rapids yesterday. So Kirk Schreiner talking to Brian Dyer, who is signaling to the bullpen. It seems like he's had enough of Haberstock. Haberstock has given up 8 hits, 4 runs on 77 pitches. One gone, Liam Moreno, who's 0-for-1 with a walk. And fouled off back into the netting. 0-1. So runners on first and second for Madison. Looking to add to their lead. They've had a 4-1 lead ever since the bottom of the second. Haberstock kicks the 0-1. And bounces into the glove of Jensen. Fortunate not to see that ball go behind him. On deck is Chad McCann. One ball, one strike. Here, one out. Fisher on first, Taylor on second. Both reached base via a base hit. One to center, one to left. And the 1-1 and a swing and a miss. Liam Moreno is up to 12 hits this season. 261 batter out of the State College of Florida Manatee. In Sarasota, sophomore from nearby Sun Prairie. 9 RBIs, he has a home run. So the right fielder is down in this count. The 1-2 and a swing and a ground ball over towards the second baseman, Moroic. Throws it on to Johnson and can't throw it in time. And looks like he gets Fisher. Moreno gets on base via fielder's choice. So runners at the corners. Chad McCann, who's really struggled at the plate. 0-for-2. He's had two RBIs this season. The first baseman batting a .087. Fifth run for Madison, 90 feet away. They're up to 8 hits. 2 gone. Habershock sets throws high. And a ball 1-0. Lodoy doesn't make that play, then surely another run for Madison scores. So Lodoy keeping this at a 3-run game. The 1-0 this time works into the strike. Just peppers that right part of the zone. Had a fastball at 89, 1-1. 2 gone. 1 ball, 1 strike. Moreno at first. Taylor at third. And the 1-1 to check swing low at a ball, 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. On deck is Noah Sudica. We'll see if he even gets to bat, though. Habershock on the first base side of the mound. Kicks, serves, and the 2-1 ripped into left field. That bounces, kicking into the corner. A run scores in Taylor on his way to third is Moreno. Standing up to second is McCann. And Madison in front, 5-1. Will Habershock just can't seem to find a command. And now Madison up to 9 hits. That's Chad McCann's third RBI of his season. And then an RBI double now. 5-1, Mallards in front. Kirk Schreider leaving the dugout, and he's going to call over Nick Paulson. So Nick Paulson now will step on. Haberstock's day is done. So just really couldn't find a command about himself. He's given up at least a run in 3 of the first 5 innings. So Nick Paulson will take over. Out of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, the left-hander. So out of Balsam Lake, Wisconsin. And this was a guy that has been here from the jump. Has had 2 different stints with the Rafters, just like Carlson has did. Was here at the start. And went away, and as pitchers started to leave, he came back. He's had 11 games appeared in. Has a 1-0 record, 23 and a third innings of work. He's allowed 25 hits, 8 runs, but has had 18 strikeouts for a 2.70 ERA. His only appearance against Madison was on July the 1st, where he went an inning, gave up a walk and a strikeout. He's faced 95 batters. So the left-hander, Paulson, a 5-1 lead for Madison. A game crucial for either side. But nonetheless, at least 4 1/3 innings to go here in this game. So Wisconsin Rapids, you know, for them, it's they got to get the bats going. You know, they've given up hits. Surely have given up 9 of them. Given up runs with 5. And, you know, what really helped them yesterday was they were just hitting everything. Well, today, it's they've only had 2 hits and a run. And that only that the other hit came from a solo shot from Bornick. Other than that, they'd be down 5-0. So 5-1 lead for Madison. McCann at second. Moreno at third. And Noah Sudica, who's 0-for-2, popped out to first and flew out to center. Paulson warming up right now. He works in a lot of changeups and goes to the curveball at times. He's not really a guy that throws high-speed pitches. But he can get outs. I mean, he's given up, yes, 25 hits. But a lot of those we've seen, you know, haven't really been timely hits. I mean, you look at it, 25 hits, 8 runs. He's walked 5 batters. And Paulson, nonetheless, his last game was on August the 3rd against Fond du Lac, where he went 2 innings, gave up a hit, a run. But, yeah, he had 4 strikeouts in that game. So Noah Sudica, 19 hits, the third baseman. Here in the bottom of the order is 0-for-2. Paulson sets, serves, and throws outside as Jensen steps up and throws to Carlson. And a big leadoff there was Moreno. 1-0 is the count. 2 down. Bottom of the 5th, Madison gets another run. And the 1-0 from Paulson. Peppers the zone that time, but a strike. 1-1. So another Wisconsin native for this Rafters team and was here from the jump. His debut was back on May the 31st. And the 1-1 bounces into the dirt to Jensen to a ball. 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Mike Paulson, the reliever for Haverstock. His day has ended. The 2-1 this time outside at a ball. 3-1. So you don't want to walk Sudica. This would put the bases loaded with Jackson Tucker up in the top of the order. Three balls, a strike. Paulson kicks, serves the 3-1 and a swing and a high fly ball into Lordoy in the center. Steps back to make the catch. And that is a third out. So Wisconsin Rapids gives up another run. They trail their largest deficit today, 5-1. We head to the top of the sixth here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the sixth inning, 5-1 lead for the Mallards. And leading off here in the bottom of the order is Levi Jensen, who will see a first pitch strike. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Jensen, 0-1. Simmons sets, serves, and just high. That looked like that was going to be a strike, but it comes in for a ball. So 1-1 is the count. Jensen a ground out to short, and throwing it low, there is a ball. So two balls, a strike, only two hits, one from Bornick and Castillo. As a swing and a kind of a jam shot towards the second baseman, Hamilton fields it up and the throw to first is away. McCann comes, and as he makes the tag, he gets him. Steps on the bag. McCann had to extend his arm. Hamilton came out there to make the throw. So Jensen goes down. Top of the order with Ty Johnson. A ground out to first and a ground out to second. He's 0-2. Five RBI day for him yesterday, including a grand slam in the second, his first of his career, he said. One out. Simmons sets, throws at a check swing. And third base umpire said he did fully come across. It's Teddy Kondich at third. One out, Simmons remains on the mound. The 0-1 to Johnson. A little bit low this time at a ball, 1-1. Simmons, 65 pitches, has given up two hits, a run, a walk, and three strikeouts. Top of the order, Johnson. He'll see the 1-1 this time. And a curveball outside, 2-1. Rafters have been held scoreless for four of the five innings here in this game. So looking to get the bats going. They haven't yet. And the 2-1 at a swing outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Ty Johnson. Right now sees the count at even. And a 2-2 from Simmons. Just low of the dirt at a ball, and the count runs full. So Alec Castillo on deck. I wonder who's going to come in after Simmons. Right now, only 68 pitches. Has gone a 5 1/3. Has set the payoff to Johnson and down low for ball four. So Will Simmons walks his second batter. Johnson goes to first. The guy that leads a team in walks. After looking to get things going, Alec Castillo 1-for-2, including a base hit in the right field. So 69 pitches for Simmons. Johnson at first, 15 stolen bases for him. He leads the team in stolen bases. Simmons sets, fires, and works into the strike on a fastball at 89, 0-1. So Castillo grounded out to second. And then a base hit. One of two Rafters to get a hit today. So the right fielder down in this count 0-1. The checkoff over from Simmons. Attack from McCann a little bit late. Now the redshirt sophomore Castillo. No balls, a strike. Simmons only three strikeouts. And the 0-1 of Castillo fouled away. 0-2. He struck out Carlson, Smigalski, and Moroic. But so many ground outs, relying on his defense. One out. No balls, two strikes. A two-strike count here in the top of the sixth on Castillo. Simmons sets the 0-2 high at a ball. 1-2. 1 ball, two strikes. One out. Johnson at first. Jensen grounded out to second for the first out. Simmons turns and now throws on to first. McCann just a little bit late there. Johnson gets back in time. He knows Ty Johnson likes to advance the base. Trying to time it perfectly. A 1-2 to Castillo, again fouled into the netting. So Alec Castillo, the right fielder, is a guy that hasn't been with the team that long. And the thing for him is he strikes out a good amount. He struck out 12 times on 26 at-bats. And the 1-2 throw is high from Simmons, 2-2. Smigalski on deck. If Castillo can find a way to get on base here. So two balls, two strikes, top of the six. One out. Simmons, 74 pitches. Kick sets the 2-2 to Castillo. Down low, the throw from... Oh, nearly the throw from Brown to McCann. Almost there. He almost got Johnson out. But nonetheless, the count runs full here. It was an 0-2 count. Simmons hasn't been able to work in a strike since then. So perhaps a chance here to capitalize. Castillo knows. Simmons is looking for the strike zone. The payoff and a swing and a fly ball into right center field. Coming to track it down, not able to do it, is Tucker. Johnson on his way home, kicking into the wall, and an RBI double for Alec Castillo, 5-2. Wisconsin, the first time the Rapids have scored, the Raptors have scored since the second. So Alec Castillo, he's 2-for-3. So a one-run RBI double for Castillo, and now Simmons His day looks like it possibly could be done. Rafters, three hits, two runs. Johnson got home from first. So Will Simmons remaining on the mound. Looks like there was nobody warming up, but now there is. But I'll tell you, that's big for the Rafters. They've cut this back to a three-run game. Castillo at second. Now David Smigelski, who's 0 for 2, with one out. A big hit there for Alec Castillo. So one out, here we go. 5-2, Rafters have finally got back on the board. Simmons sets serves at a first pitch strike here on Smigelski. Struck out swinging his last time up. Mallard's in front 5-2, but Castillo at second. One out, the 0-1 to Smigelski, and now the throw from Brown, and the short hop tag almost from Hamilton. That comes in at his ball, though, 1-1. So one ball, one strike, one out. Rafters looking and searching for more than just a runner here in this inning. 1-1 from Simmons. Smigelski fouls it away, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes, one out. Alec Castillo, a one-run RBI double. And the 1-2. And a swing and a high fly ball into right field. Moreno under it. Castillo on his way to third now. The throw from Moreno all the way over. And Sudica there to clean it up. But Castillo gets to third. So Alec Castillo tagging up. Putting himself 90 feet away at third. Smigelski flies out. One away. A run has scored for Wisconsin Rapids, and Orlando Lordoy, a base hit, brings another one home. So can they do that here? Lordoy, 9 RBIs this season. Simmons sets, throws high to ball. 1-0. Gallison on deck. So Lordoy in the cleanup spot. Ahead in this count, 1-0. 3 hits, 2 runs for the Rafters. And the 1-0 to Lordoy. And a swing and a ground ball over to Fisher and scoops it up and throws it on to first. But Wisconsin Rapids gets a run. Johnson gets home on a one-run RBI double from Castillo. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Rafters down 5-2. We'll step aside.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a chance for scattered storms. Lows around 59. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 81. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 58. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 78.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook. Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 5-2, Mallards in front, top of the order with Jackson Tucker. Paulson back on the mound, he's had five pitches. He's gone a third, and he'll set fire high at a ball. But Raptors have cut this back to a three-run game. They were down three, then were down two. And Mallards went back up 4-1, then 5-1. And Paulson again throws high at a ball, 2-0, but it was a one-run RBI double from Alec Castillo to bring home Johnson. 2-0 is the count. Bottom of the six. And the 2-0. High to ball, 3-0. So three straight balls here on Jackson Tucker. He's already drawn a walk. Walked, had a base hit, and popped out to Jensen. Paulson kicks, throws high, and finds in the zone, 3-1. 54 hits for Jackson Tucker. Out of the St. John's University from Staten Island, New York. The 3-1 this time, and a swing and a high fly ball back at the track, and Lordoy is there to make the grab. Tucker goes down. So Davis Hamilton now, 1-for-3 with two runs, and has also had an RBI. RBI single his first time up to bring in Tucker. He got on base on a fielder's choice and then grounded out to second. Lordoy has been really busy out there in center field, making great plays. First offering, there's a change up there, and works in at a strike, 0-1. 0-1 is the count. Here on Davis Hamilton, 45 hits. The 0-1 Hamilton fouled off backside. So three of the first five innings, the Mallards have at least gotten a run. Three in the first, one in the second, and then one in the fifth. Raptors fortunate not to give up any more. Addison, nine hits. All right, two-strike count here on Hamilton, the 0-2, and a swing and a miss. A drop third strike. Jensen comes to tag him. Nick Paulson recording his first strikeout. Back-to-back outs. Alex Harrell, who's 2-for-3 with a run. A two RBI day for Alex Harrell. Two outs. And the first offering from Paulson's low at a ball. A 1-0. So 1-0 count and two down. And the 1-0 this time, way outside. And a breaking ball at 76. So a two-ball count with two down. Bottom of the six. Raptors hoping to go three up and three down. A 2-0. Fouled off top side of the bat from Alex Harrell. The only Mallard to have more than an RBI, more than one RBI today. He's got two. A 2-1 from Paulson. High of the zone at a ball, 3-1. So three balls, one strike with two down. Alex Harrell, seven RBIs, two home runs, a 3-1. Inside for ball four. Harrell will take first. And Keenan Taylor is due up. He's also 2-for-3 with a run. Base hits on each of his past two at-bats. Had a three-run home run yesterday into left field in the bottom of the second. Taylor, 19 RBIs, 36 hits. And a check swing up top. Did he come across? And I don't think he did. It goes in for a ball. 1-0. So 1-0 count. Harrell stands at first. Here, two outs. And the 1-0 to Taylor. A changeup down the plate and a strike. 1-1. So decent command for Nick Paulson. He's walked a batter, has had a strikeout. Getting guys up in the count. Two down. And a swing and a fly ball fouled away. 1-2. Another 5-2 lead, but The Rafters have cut it to 3 runs. They were down 4. And the 1-2 from Paulson just outside at a ball 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Harrell stands at first. Deuces run wild. Paulson kicks, steps, turns. A 2-2 and a liner up the middle in the center field. Lordoy able there to cut off the ball, but nonetheless, a base hit for Keenan Taylor. He's 3-for-4. Has had a base hit on each of his past 3 at-bats. This puts runners on first and second here with 2 outs. Canyon Brown was hit by a pitch, had a base hit, and flew out to center. 10 hits now for the Mallards. A team that had 12 yesterday, 10 today. 2 gone. A set and a swing and a ball popped up away towards the stands. Now 1-1. A team that's had 44 runs, 58 hits in their past 5 games. No balls, a strike. 2 outs. Paulson looking to retire this side. The 0-1 this time. High of the zone at a ball. 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. 2 outs. At first is Taylor. At second is Harrell. Canyon Brown will see the 1-1 now. High of the zone. 2-1. Brown finds a way to get walked. It would put Fisher, who's on deck, up. 2 balls, 1 strike. And fires outside. Now at a ball. 1 more ball puts the bases loaded. Yes, there's 2 outs, but Rafters, they have to be careful. So 3 balls, 1 strike with 2 outs. Paulson, the 3-1 delivery to Brown, and a swing and a high fly ball carrying into left field. This ball's back, and this one's gone. Canyon Brown, a 3-run shot, and Madison has ballooned into an 8-2 lead. Wow. Just like that, there were back-to-back batters who were retired. There were 2 outs, and then Canyon Brown right on cue with that. And Madison up 8-2. He ripped that into left field, and now the Rafters, their largest deficit of the day. They're down 8-2. So Brown records his second home run, and Madison now in a 6-run lead. The set high from Paulson fires low at a ball. A 1-0 here on Cal Fisher. Boy, oh boy. 2 gone. The 1-0. And a swing and a fly ball from Fisher. This one's headed back. Does this have the distance? Gallison at the warning track just makes it in time. That looked like that could have been gone. But Anthony Gallison able to catch that right at the wall. But nonetheless, a 3-run shot from Canyon Brown. We head to the top of the 7th. Rafters down 8-2.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of Western. West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the seventh inning, and man, Wisconsin Rapids gives up a three-run shot with two outs from Canyon Brown. Almost another home run from Fisher. But now the lead is the largest of the day for Madison. They're up 8-2, so they've gone to the bullpen for the first time. Today, Sam Duvall, who's making his eighth appearance on the mound with a 1-0 record. 9 2/3 innings of work. He's given up 15 hits, 9 runs, but 11 strikeouts. So the freshman from Cape Coral, Florida, out of Pasco Hernando State College. So Gallison, who got that last put out, will lead off. He's 0-2. Duvall, the rising sophomore, the right-hander, steps, serves, and throws, and works into the strike, 0-1. Rafters are going to really need a rally. They got a run in the last inning, but down 6 here, the 0-1, and a check swing and a ball. So Gallison, fifth in the order. Gallison, Bornick, and Carlson. 5-6-7. The 1-1 from Duvall as Gallison swings and pops one up to shallow right. Hamilton under it, but Moreno clears him out of the way. And as he has a better angle at it, Gallison goes down. James Bornick, a solo home run, his first time up into right field. He got a two-run shot yesterday. He was walked. He's 1-for-1. So one out, top of the seventh. An 8-2 lead for the Mallards. They've out-hit Wisconsin Rapids 11-3. One gone. Duvall kicks, turns, fires, and throws low to ball. A 1-0. A 1-0 count here, one down. And the 1-0 this time, swing and a miss. As a swing and a ball popped up towards the second baseman and Hamilton. And it goes low into the glove for two down. So Kyle Carlson struck out swinging and then grounded out into a double play, a 5-4-3 double play. Two down, Duvall looking to retire the side in three batters. Fouled away, 0-1. No balls, a strike with two outs. And Duvall kicks the 0-1 to Carlson. Another strike, 0-2. Rafters just really haven't had the bats going, only three hits today. And the 0-2 low. And a changeup, 1-2. And one ball, two strikes, two outs. And the 1-2 from Duvall, way outside. Can't work it in there. 2-2. So two gone, two balls, two strikes. Top of the seventh, deuces run across the board. A fly out to right and a pop out to second. Sets and serves at a ball, 3-2. So looking to keep this inning alive is Kyle Carlson. He's 0-2.
Just throw it over the plate.
Three balls, two strikes. Sam Duvall kicks, turns, the payoff home. And down low for ball four as well. They felt that was strike three, but Carlson will take first. Keeps this inning alive with a walk. So Joseph Moroic. A fly out to left and a strikeout swinging. So two down. Carlson not going away. Moroic's been struck out 8 times. Only had two hits this season. Duvall sets turns as a swing and a high fly ball in towards center field. Tucker walking towards it, tracking it down, and makes the grab for the third out. So we head to the bottom of the seventh. Mallards in front, 8-2. We'll step aside on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Paulson remains back on the mound here in the bottom of the seventh. Liam Moreno leads off, who's 0-2 with a walk. 8-2 lead for the Mallards. They've out-hit Wisconsin Rapids 11-3. And the one of this time and a swing and a miss. But we've seen Wisconsin Rapids come back from the depths. They have been a team that's been resilient all year. But the way the bats are going right now, they've only had three hits. The 1-1 from Paulson, high to changeup. 2-1. But I'll tell you, I mean, there were two outs. And then, you know, when you look at it, in the bottom of the six, as a swing and a bouncer over towards, that goes through the legs of Moroic into right field. And it looks like an error from Moroic there. A play that he should have made. So Joseph Moroic not able, and he's frustrated about that. Rightfully so. It just went bounced through his legs. So Chad McCann, an RBI double his last time up as he swing, and a ground ball past the diving Carlson, who is able to make the play, dives out and throws the first. What a play there from Kyle Carlson. Man, oh man. You know, plays like that are keeping the Rafters in this game. I mean, he had to fully extend his body. There's a reason why this team's second in the league in fielding percentage and have been the entire year long. But nonetheless, Moreno gets to second. Sudica, who's 0-3, will see the ball down low, 1-0. So 1-0 count with one down. The 1-0 from Paulson, high, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, one out. Moreno at second. If that ball goes past Carlson, possibly another run scores. Rafters fortunate there. And the 2-0 in for a strike, 2-1. The fastball at 82. But yeah, I mean, you take it to the bottom of the six, there was a two straight flyout. There was a flyout and then a strikeout swinging. So yeah, there was two outs. Raptors were like, all right, we're down three here. And it comes in for a ball, 3-1. We're down three. Let's just get out of this inning. And then, you know, that's when the problem started. Harrell walks. Taylor gets a base hit. And then from there, you had runners on first and second. And then Kenyon Brown, a three-run shot. So I mean, yeah, just like that. Really three batters. And the 3-1. Down low for ball four. Sudico will take first. That puts runners on first and second. Top of the order with Jackson Tucker. Has had a base hit on four at-bats. One out. Moreno at second. And Paulson once again just can't work in his strikes. He throws at a ball. 1-0 is the count. One down. And a check swing off. Now four ball again. 2-0. Right now around the Great Lakes West, you have Green Bay and Fond du Lac tied at one apiece. Need Green Bay to win that game. Because there are a lot of different scenarios here as the 2-0 is a swing and a high fly ball towards Gallison. And that drops at the warning track. Moreno, a sharp turnaround third, following him. And he'll score. There's two runs that score. Moreno follows him along with Sudica and Jackson Tucker, a two-run RBI double. Two-run score for the Mallards. They have dominated this game. They're up 10-2. So Davis Hamilton is due up. Boy, oh boy. This game has just gotten worse for Wisconsin Rapids. And a swing and a liner into center field. Lordoy there to cut it off. And stopping at third is Hamilton. So now runners are on the corners. And Madison, full control this game. So yeah, we need Green Bay to win that game. If Madison, assuming they win this game, they win one more game, they are in. But what's interesting is if Madison wins this game, then they lose the next two. Wisconsin Rapids has a chance because even if Rafters lose to Green Bay, that would put Green Bay in front of Madison, which would then have Wisconsin Rapids, you know, get to second. They would get that second playoff spot because Green Bay already won the first and second half. So there are a lot of different scenarios. Alex Harrell sees at an even count, 1-1. One ball, one strike with one down. The 1-1 from Harrell, he fouls it away right side. Yeah, I mean, there's so many scenarios here in which the case of, you know, I hope the Rafters, you know, pending they lose this game, you know, down eight runs, they'd be down two games with two to go. They would need a lot of help. Madison would have to lose the next two. Rafters, they cannot split the series because if they were to win the next two games to play Green Bay and beat them, they would have the winning percentage over Madison. I mean, there's just so many different antic scenarios. The 2-2 to Harrell. Down the plate for strike three. That's Alex Harrell. His first time he goes down today as far as at the plate. And Keenan Taylor, man, they've had no answer for him. 3-for-4. But Madison, they'll go on the road to Wausau tomorrow. Then they'll be back here on Saturday. Wausau's a team that's been struggling. They're down 5-0 right now to Lakeshore. Paulson sets, throws high to ball. 1-0. Two down. Mallard's looking to just keep on going as Taylor fouls it away right side. One ball, one strike. Two outs. Runners at the corners. The kick, set, serve. And a swing and a weak ground ball over to Carlson at third. Steps in the throw across the diamond as he gets Taylor for the third out. But two-run score for Madison. They're up 10-2. We head to the top of the eighth on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.